Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One thing Kay Warren said last time she was on the show is that people were saying, I'm looking forward to getting the old Kay back. And she said, she's not coming back. I'm not the same person anymore. I'm sure you'd feel the same way. I mean, once you experience like something like that, part of your heart's been ripped away, hasn't it?
Indeed. And I think I said in the book, I'm not certain, I said there becomes what we know as a new normal. Mm-hmm. For example, Susie, every day, because of my travels, I meet someone new every day. And invariably, someone says, well, tell me about your family. Or I'm trying to share Christ with someone on an airplane. And they will say, well, tell me about your family. Well, okay. And that is always difficult because when I do and they ask where they live, then the person who's asking becomes immediately embarrassed or ill at ease, and it becomes difficult. So, it becomes a new normal. We live with it every single day. There's an empty place at the table. There's holidays are different. Everything changes based on that. And it is such a permanent solution to what is usually a temporary problem in a person's life and just devastates the family. And we can talk about it, if you'd like, but we know marriage is usually in survivors of suicide situations. Marriages fail at an alarming rate. Suicide goes up among survivors in a dramatic way. It causes problems with the siblings. Everyone is affected.
I have so many questions for you. Excuse me, in that regard, we've got about a minute and a half before we need to take a break. But so let's touch on this one point. You say that many who lose a loved one to suicide struggle with a feeling of aloneness, even if they're surrounded by all kinds of people who care. Say a word about just the depth of that aloneness that you feel.
It is a powerful aloneness that is so, and this happens to many other people too, that just in which it leaves you bereft sometimes of hope, and you just feel like no one understands. And you don't want anyone to really understand that grief, but it is such a lostness that you feel totally alone. And again, that is, and the evil one loves to exacerbate that kind of emotion. And while the Lord, is the God of all comfort, and I've had so many people, I don't mind telling you this. I had a person from Central Minnesota call me just a couple of weeks ago who had been through this experience, was reading my book and said, you keep saying the only way you're getting through this is through the help of God. Please tell me about that. And I was able to lead a person in your state to Christ on the phone just a couple of weeks ago, helping them realize that aloneness can only be assuaged by the Holy Spirit of God.
Wow.
That's the only help we have.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.